This episode is brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital. Your path to financial freedom and stability through multifamily syndications begins with Premier Ridge Capital. Visit our website at www.premierridgecapital.com and sign up for our newsletter and get your free ebook today. Learn the secrets of multifamily investing and how Premier Ridge Capital can be your partner in achieving financial peace of mind.
Home prices drop 3% year over year. Welcome back to another real estate market update for week ending April 14th, 2023. Average 30-year mortgage rates increased to 6.39%, the first increase after five straight weeks of declines. The daily average was 6.67% on April 20th. I know, a little bit counterintuitive, but average and actual rates and the 30-year fix are different. The daily average and what the fixed 30-year actually closed at are different. Mortgage purchase applications during the week ending April 14th declined 10% from the week earlier, seasonally adjusted. Purchase applications were down 36% from a year earlier. Wow, that's a big freaking number. 36% from a year earlier, and we're already in April. I mean, we're full-blown in the hot buying season. Google searches homes for sale were up 43%, but down 18% from a year earlier. Medium home sales prices was $366,200, down 2.6% from a year earlier. That's the biggest decline in more than 10 years. Guys, we are officially in negative territory. If we keep going down at this pace, we could be headed for trouble. Think about this for a moment. We keep dropping at a quarter, month over month, half of a percent, 1%. Now, this is nationwide. Some markets are, obviously, markets like Austin, Texas, are 20% down in some markets. Some markets are 15% down. Places like California, right? There's some locations in California that are taking a beating. The median asking price for newly listed homes was $393,021, up 0.4% year over year. The monthly mortgage payment on a median asking price for a home was $2,538 at 6.39% at the current weekly mortgage interest rates, and up 12% from a year ago. That's $265 more than the payment was 1 year ago. Pending home sales were down 19% year over year, the biggest decline in nearly 3 months. New listings of homes for sale fell 21.3% year over year. Whoa, sellers are hibernating. Sellers are not coming out. 47% of homes that went under contract had an accepted offer within the first 2 weeks on the market, the highest level since June, but down 53% from a year earlier. Homes that sold were on the market for a median of 35 days, the shortest span since November. That's up, though, 21 days from a year earlier and up from the record low of 18 days set almost a year ago in May of 2022. And 29% of homes sold above their final list price, the highest share in 5 months, but down from 52% a year earlier. And that's your weekly real estate market update. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Appreciate you. Peace.
And that wraps up another episode of Wealthy AF, brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital, where multifamily real estate syndications meet premier success. Your future starts here. Visit us at premierridgecapital.com for more details.